The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, we want to welcome all of our broadcast that's listening to podcast, our YouTube channel, and of course, our Facebook Live as well. We've got an interesting lineup today for you. We are going to be talking about two headlines this past week, that is straight out of the book of Revelation. So here again, this is another one of those podcasts that I want you to tag people in. I want you to, if you're watching right now by Facebook Live, because again, this is rebroadcasted on our podcast and YouTube. I understand many people will be watching this and it's not live to you, but if you're watching live, tag some people in this. Let them know, put a watch party, whatever, invite them into this broadcast. Because again, this is one of those podcasts. This is one of those segments that you can share and really bring alive Bible prophecy and show them how this is coming to pass. If you're watching by YouTube, share the link with them. Get them, invite them into and subscribe and like our YouTube channel and all that, because we're going to continually do these segments like this. So let's get right into this thing. Two major headlines that came out this week that are straight out of the book of Revelation. The first story is right here that you're going to see on your screen. This was an actual headline. This story actually broke about 2 weeks ago, but then CBN News is where I pulled this headline from. It actually interviewed the man who created this device, who's been working on this. So Defense Department develops next generation sensor to implant, look at the headline, to implant under human skin. And he calls it he refers it to a check engine light. I blogged about this morning on our website, and I said, this is a headline and this is a story broadcast that should absolutely send a chill down your spine. A military doctor is calling a next generation technology that could ultimately stop a future pandemic a, quote, human check engine light. According to the report, a tiny, and I'm going to pull this back so you can see me here. The report indicates that a tiny hydrogel sensor that will ultimately sit right under the skin. Now, he didn't say where under the skin, but he says it will sit under the skin, was originally developed to help treat diabetes, has just been developed, and the Defense Department is saying it could actually be a way to stop the spread of infection in its tracks. Quote, what we do is we say, quote, well, the science is interesting, but we're translating that into application and benefit. And it's something, frankly, the Department of Defense does really well, said Dr. Matthew Hepburn, the vaccine led for operational warp speed. Quote, we can see science, but we say we have a mission. We have a national security mission. Hepburn recently had an interview with CBN News in which he stated on the interview that he has devoted his entire career to finding a way to prevent, quote, outbreaks from taking place among the military personnel. He went on to state in the interview, quote, what we want to do is detect an infection as early as possible before someone even spreads it to another person, to try and prevent that infection in the first place so that it never happens. But if it does, we detect and threat, we detect it and we treat it. Quote, what we also want to do is make sure everybody else is protected. Hepburn says that this is now possible thanks to a tiny hydrogel biosensor that is placed under the skin. And from there, it is able to measure what's going on at a tissue level. For example, it can measure the levels of lactate in your body. The level of lactate at the tissue level is a really good indicator that someone is beginning to get sick. Now, guys, I don't have to really elaborate very far on how, from a practical standpoint, this sounds really exciting. This sounds good, again, for the benefit of medical purposes. But again, I always want to emphasize something here, that something good can have good intentions. For example, the internet. There's nothing really per se evil about the internet, but in the wrong hands, it can be used as an evil tool. Television is not evil, but there are certain programs that, if watched using your television, can be evil. Do y'all get what I'm saying here? So this technology, even though this man's, and I saw the interview here a little bit, and I believe the man has great intentions, and he has great intent. But again, who's to say that down the road, this technology into the wrong hands will end up coming back to bite us? For example, if anybody's ever seen Terminator, there was a scientist who created on the movie, the whole premise here was to create this internet global system called Skynet. And it fell into the wrong hands, and it ended up creating these robots, these Terminators, that ended up causing the apocalypse and wiped out humanity. Now, I know that's Hollywood, but I'm going to tell you, a lot of things that are depicted in movies and depicted in Hollywood is really a lot of times a foreshadow of things that are happening or has happened or that is about to happen. It's almost like a prelude. He goes on to say, quote, "It's one of those things that we go up pretty early in a severe infection called sepsis. I think everyone's kind of heard of sepsis." Hepburn says the sensor under the skin doesn't tell you what kind of infection you may be getting. It's more of an alert. He compares it to a check engine light. And he says, quote, "A check engine light doesn't say there's a problem. You're out of oil. It just says, quote, there may be something wrong with your engine. You need to take a closer look." Quote, so the idea of the sensor is check engine light goes off when you need to do something, when you need to do some more specific tests to figure out if you have COVID or something else wrong with you. Quote, "Besides detecting infection, this device can also be used to check oxygen levels. So you can think of it like a pilot. You want to know tissue level hypoxia or low oxygen as an early signal, then you're not getting enough oxygen to your tissue." Now, why should this send a chill down our spine, you ask? Well, let me, again, if you know prophecy, guys, Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18, tells you that there is coming a system in the future that will be controlled by two men, the false prophet and the Antichrist. And through this system, they will have all of humanity buying, selling, and trading. And they will not be able to buy, sell, or trade lest they have something in their right hand or in their forehead. Let's look at this. "He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads." Now that's the New King James. That's the New King James translation of this. The King James, listen to this. I meant to point this out. I think it was last week, but I didn't get to. What you're seeing on your screen is the New King James. The original translation in the, I believe it's the 1611 and a little bit newer translations of the King James says this. It says to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. His number is 666. Again, that is Revelation chapter 13, 16 through 18. Then this, honestly, guys, this comes on the heels of a story that we reported last week where Amazon recently announced and brought into full effect or brought into full fruition now, and it's actually up and running, and at least we know of in Seattle, what's called Amazon One. And this is a their newest pay by palm system. And it allows, quote, customers to connect a credit card with the palm print of their hands, thus giving them a contactless alternative to cash and card payment. So listen to this. So here we have two recent headlines, and I'm going to give you another one, but these are both dealing with the mark of the beast here with Amazon. And again, with this implantable device to be a sensor in your skin. These two alone have implications of Revelation 13. Why? Because again, it is conditioning. Let me pull this away here. It's conditioning a society to accept normal what the Bible talks about in Revelation 13. It conditions a society to accept putting, injecting, implanting, placing, whatever, something dealing within or on your hand or your body in order to buy, sell, trade. And I'm going to take it farther. I believe as we get closer and closer to the actual fulfillment of Revelation 13, I believe the world government, society, healthcare, homeland security, all these entities are going to convince the masses it is for the better good of society that we put something in our bodies. Now, will it obviously eventually it's going to be the right hand and in the forehead, but they're going to convince society to put these things in them in order to function for the better of the society, to buy, to sell, to trade. Listen to this. If we put a tracking device, if we put a chip in you, if we put something in you that we have the capability to track people, then listen to this. I'm just speaking practically here for a second. Then we wouldn't have to wonder if there was terrorists that have crossed over in our country, because if everybody was tracked like they do animals, then we would know that individual, where they came from. Did they fly over here? Did they cross over? Did they come into our country? Did they come here? So again, I absolutely see how this could benefit, quote unquote, homeland security for the better of society, for our protection against terrorism. And the list goes on. And again, of course, then this brings up the healthcare system, the healthcare avenue of this. What if scientists, and by the way, this headline is absolutely bringing this out, that eventually I could see where everything about your health, are you diabetic? What blood type are you? What medicines and medication do you take? What kind of insurance do you have? Do you have a record? How many? Come on. When you go to a doctor and they set you in a waiting room, they pull out a clipboard with a sheet of paper on it, and they ask you, does disease run in your family? Has anybody in your family ever had this? Or what have you ever had? Have you ever been diagnosed with this? Do you suffer with this? What are your symptoms? What kind of medications are you currently taking? This, that, what kind of insurance do you have? All this could be the paperless, listen to me, paperless advancement of this. We could do away with all that if they can convince society to put all that information in a single chip, device, mark, digital tattoo, whatever, to be placed on your body. And then it's simple as you go into your doctor, you run your hand across a scanner. This is obviously all a hypothetical scenario. scan your hand, and then you scan your hand. You don't have to show them proof of insurance. You don't have to show them all this stuff. You scan your hand. All your information comes up right there. Oh, we see that your type, such and such blood type. We see that you've been currently taking such and such medications. We see that you had a history of this and you had surgery back in such and such and so many years ago. This, it's going to all be there. Convenience. Well, I don't think people's going to do that. Really? Society is embracing this. And again, these are two major headlines, even this week, dealing with the mark of the beast. Let me give you another headline here. Let me pull this up. I want to show you this real quick. NASA. Now this, when you start talking about NASA, it always stirs a hornet's nest among the flat earthers. So if everybody who's a flat earther, if you can just calm down and just listen to the, we're not talking about the shape of the earth here. Well, that's not what we're talking about. So just everybody just take a deep breath and calm down, because I'm going to talk about NASA for a minute. According to a new report from NASA, they have just completed a recent simulations on how to, quote, prepare society for an asteroid strike. And their conclusion was that there is currently no technology on Earth that would be capable of stopping a massive asteroid from wiping out Europe and the world. Again, according to the report from MSN News, the week-long exercise that was led by NASA concluded that catastrophe would be unavoidable even if humanity was given 6 months to prepare. The hypothetical impact scenario reportedly took place during a planetary defense conference that was hosted by, you guessed it, United Nations. And only prove that governments of the world are woefully unprepared for this type of disaster. Quote, if confronted with this scenario in real life, we would not be able to launch any spacecraft on such short notice with current capabilities, according to the participants that took place in this drill. Again, I believe this report absolutely confirms what we already knew, if you know Bible prophecy. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Revelation chapter 8, verses 10 and 11, where John the Revelator says that there will be a third angel that will sound a trumpet, and then a great star. Now, that word star in the Greek there comes from the root word where we get asteroid. And he says a great star or asteroid shall fall from heaven, burning like a torch. And again, I'm going to pull this back up and look at this while I'm talking here, and you can kind of see this. Listen to what he says. He says, there will be a great star or asteroid that fell from heaven, burning like a torch. Now, if you're visually watching this, you can see when those asteroids come through the sky and they break through the atmosphere, it looks like fire behind them. And he says, it will be burning like a torch, and it shall fall on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood or Bitter. As a result of this, a third of the waters will become bitter, and many men shall die from the water because it was made bitter. You say, what's your point, preacher? My point is, I'm not shocked nor am I surprised by this finalized report of this simulation that NASA just conducted. Who knows how much money we wasted conducting this simulation to tell us that when the time comes, there is going to be nothing that we can do to stop an asteroid of the magnitude that's mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 8 called Wormwood, that not a matter of if, but when this thing comes, it's going to strike the earth and it's going to be catastrophic and there's going to be a lot of loss of life. And again, when does this happen? It happens during the tribulation, and it's mentioned in the book of Revelation, again, chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. So here's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm going to close today. You say, why? I want to tell you why we do these kind of segments. First of all, we talk about news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, because there's a lot of skeptics, doubters, unbelievers, agnostics, atheists. They don't believe they don't want to hear anything about the Bible. They don't believe it. They don't think it's true. They don't think any of this stuff. So what we're doing is we're equipping you. We're taking headlines and the Bible and we're lining them up and showing you that these are stepping stones or blueprints that are leading up to the time of the end or the end of all things. And I want to tell you today, Jesus said in Luke 21, 28, when you begin, not when you see these things, not after you see these things, he said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass upon the earth, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Why do we look up? Why are we lifting up our heads? Because coming out of the sky is the Lord and Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Because he says, I am coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he says when he comes, he's going to come and split the eastern sky. As lightning travels from the east to the west, so shall the Son of Man be when he returns. So this is depending on what side of the tracks you're on, this is could be fearful to you, or it could be very encouraging. So I don't want to sign off on today's broadcast lest we first give you an opportunity, as we always do. And if you're listening to this today, you're watching this today, and you're not right with God, you've never made Jesus Christ your Savior, your Lord and your Savior, you've never committed your heart to him, we want to give you that opportunity right now. Listen, I'm gonna pray a simple prayer. If you'll pray this with me, if you'll repeat what I'm saying and pray it and mean it in your heart, then your name will be inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. You will be born again. You'll be saved. And the Bible says you pass from life, from death unto life. You may see physical death, but the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Jesus said, I am the death and life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Though you may die, you shall never die. You shall live for eternity. You shall live forever. Just like Jesus kicked the bottom out of the grave and he's now seated at the right hand of the Father. Listen, when we pass from this side and we go to the other side, we one day are coming back with him, according to the book of Jude, according to the book of Revelation. And he is going to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. And I don't know about you, but I plan on being on the winning side. So I want you to pray with me today before we close this broadcast. Just put your hand on your heart or lift up your hand or just acknowledge the Lord with me if you would. Say, Father, thank you today for your word. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that he was buried, that he kicked the bottom out of the grave, and he is raised from the dead, and he's currently seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for me today. Even while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. And I thank you today for what you did for me, and I accept you today. I repent today, Jesus. I repent of my sins. I repent of doing things my way. And I put my faith in you. I put my trust in you. And I ask today that you would wash me, that you would cleanse me, that you would save me, that you would redeem me and deliver me today, that you would inscribe my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, that where you are, I may be also. And I pray today that you would help me find a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, doctrinally sound church, a group of believers that I can gather with and grow with. Help me to read your word, hear your word, and grow in your word. And I thank you today, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Guys, listen, if you prayed that and you, if you meant that from your heart, I'm telling you, you are born again in Jesus' name. And again, and we praise God for you. The Bible says all of heaven rejoices for one sinner that comes to the Lord. All of heaven. So right now, if there's just one single person on this broadcast today that gives their heart to the Lord, all of heaven is having a party. They're celebrating. They're rejoicing. They're in jubilation because of you. They're welcoming you. Come on, that's exciting. And I just thank you, Lord, and I praise the Lord for his spirit today. Listen, guys, we want to share some information with you. If you are not familiar with this, we want to give you the opportunity to follow our ministry. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Please go to the main website. Right there, you're going to see where there's a place you can subscribe. Click that button. Get a daily digest in your inbox every single day. One email. That's it. Every day, you're going to keep up with our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. We also want you to get your hands. We want you to get your hands on our free app. It's absolutely free. It's available on Apple. It's available on Google. You can download that app. You can keep up with our headlines. You can just sign up for push notifications, turn them on. You're going to get alerted when we have new podcasts, new headlines. Everything is going to be right there at your fingertips. And again, it's absolutely free. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if this ministry is a continual source of information to you, revelation, blessing, edification, encouragement, if it blesses you and all these avenues, we want to give you that opportunity to partner with this ministry. And to know more about that, you can do that by going to the app. There's going to be at the very bottom to the right, there's going to be a place to click donate. You click there, it's going to let you allow you to give electronically. You can do the same thing at the website, whether on desktop, laptop, whatever the case may be, you could do that there. Also, if you would like to give by check or money order, you can make that out to End Time Headlines right there on your screen, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, that is our physical mailing address. That's where you can give by check or money order. And again, we always appreciate whatever the Lord puts upon your heart to help support and partner with this ministry so that we can remain strong and active throughout the world. Guys, we're reaching people around the world with the gospel, and it's free. The messages are free. The app is free. The email is free. Everything is free. And we just want to give you the opportunity to partner with us, because I believe what the word of the Lord says in Luke 6:38. He says, if you give, it shall be given back unto you, good measured, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And with the same measure that you give, it shall be given back unto you. I believe that with my whole heart, and we practice that with our own ministry. So, guys, we're going to sign off for today. Again, we thank you for coming on today. Let me pray a prayer blessing over you today before we close. We're going to sign off today. We'll be back on one more time tomorrow, Wednesday, and then we will not be back on until Monday. But the good news is our backdrop is going to be totally different. We are going to be moving locations. We're finally moving into our new home. I'll be finally into my office, where we're going to go through a phase of setting up the new studio and my office, the podcast studio, everything. So it's going to go through phases, and you guys get to keep up with this, and we'll update you on that. So praise God for that. We thank you guys for your prayers and through that process. So we're excited about that. So we're going to sign off for today. Again, we'll be back on tomorrow, and we'll be off Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and be back on Monday, of course, Lord willing. So, Father, thank you today for everyone viewing today. We ask that you'd bless them, keep them. May your countenance be upon them today. May you watch over them in their coming in and going out. Lord, bless them and protect them from any harm, danger, or any disabling accidents. I pray, Father, that you would bless them financially, bless every member of every household that's represented today, husband, wives, families, whatever the case may be. We ask that you'd meet their needs and supply their needs according to your riches and glory. glory. We bind all sickness, disease, and infirmity and weakness off of your body today. And we declare healing, wholeness, and longevity over you. And may the Lord bless you all the days. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 91, I believe it's verse 16, it says, with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you the joy of thy salvation. And I pray that people, your people would receive that today in its fullness in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.